Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, we may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube, where they don't include the audio ads, although YouTube may provide their own ads on their platform. Alternatively, you can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. To those of you who are already supporting us, we extend our heartfelt thanks. Your contributions make it possible for us to continue doing what we love. And as a final note, I did want to mention one last thing. If you are paying for a service, let's say like Audible, and you're listening to this show on that site, they do not provide any financial or monetary means to this podcast. We provide it to them as a way for you to be able to listen, but they don't help us in any way. So again, thank you to everybody who's already supporting, and those of you who want to support us in the future, I deeply appreciate it. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is September 3rd, 1953, and the title is Railroad War. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Railroad War. In the Old Southwest, one of the shortest and bitterest gang wars on record was fought for exactly 1 hour when Burke Meadows, multimillionaire landowner, objected to the rails crossing his property. And it was the hard-riding Cisco Kid and his faithful companion, Pancho, who brought an end to the trouble. Our story opens in the ranch yard of Jolly Frame, who owns some 60 acres of rough hill land adjoining the vast land holdings of Meadows. Jolly's wife, Anna, is just about to start out for town in the buckboard.
Now, Jolly, if Burke Meadows and that gunman of his, Spider Rainey, called to see you again, you be peaceful with him.
Well, of course I'll be peaceful with him, Anna. I ain't never nothing else but peaceful. Hmm. Besides, I'll be at work spiking down rails in 10 more minutes.
Just the same, you be careful. Meadows has made up his mind to get this place of ours. Why, you know he hates the railroad. And if he finds out you're working on that construction gang, he might get so mad he'd kill you and take over the place.
Now, don't you worry, Anna. Get along to town with you and do your buying.
Yes, I'm going. But you just answer me one question, Jolly.
Huh?
Why does Meadows, with all the land he's got, want to buy our place?
Well, I suspect it's on account of the railroad. This terrain of ours is just right for holding off a construction gang, or a small army, for that matter. Lots of places for cover. Rocks and trees and high banks on each side of the canyon where the right-of-way is.
But he can't stop the railroad from going through.
Well, of course Burke can't stop the railroad from going through, but he's just the man to try.
Hey, Jolly, ain't you ever coming to work?
Uh-oh, there's the foreman calling me. Be right there, Foley. Goodbye, Anna.
Goodbye, Jolly. And you be careful now.
Yep.
Get up now. Get up.
The rails are getting mighty close, Burke.
Yeah, too close. Far too close.
Couple of more hours and they'll be on your land.
Oh, no, not on my land, Spider. I'm going to make that deal with Jolly Frayne. He's going to sign over his place to me.
What if he don't?
Then you will kill him. Wait a minute. Huh?
Oh.
Isn't that Frayne working over there with that construction gang?
That sure is.
Ah, earning some extra money. Be right over there, Spider. Get up.
Get up, boy.
Well, you'll kill Frayne this morning, Spider.
You say the word, boss.
Also, and to keep her from talking, you'll kill his wife. Frayne, come here.
Oh, hello, Bert.
What do you want?
I want you to come over to your house with us. I got a proposition that will interest you.
Well, if it's to sell my place, no. Besides, I can't take the time off from this job.
It'll only take 5 minutes.
I know. Well. Hey, Foley, I'll be back in a few minutes.
So make it fast, Jolly. Oh, so it's Mr. Meadows. I hear tell you're going to stop us from going onto your land.
You'll find out, Foley.
I got a pretty tough crew here, Meadows. When are you going to start in?
You'll find that out, too. Come on, Jolly. This won't take long.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Someone come this way in a buckboard.
Si, from here I would say it is Senora Frayne.
Cisco got the eyes of the eagle. Senora Frayne be glad to see us, Cisco?
I hope so, amigo.
Huh?
At least we'll be glad to see her and Senor Jolly.
Si.
And if the talk we have heard is true, Pancho, they may need our help.
Cisco mean about the railroad?
It is just what I mean, Chico.
Uh-huh.
I believe the talk is true. Otherwise, why would that hombre Meadows hire all those gunmen from the south?
Pancho not know, Cisco, but why the Senor y Senora Jolly need our help?
Because the right-of-way of the railroad goes past the rancho, which is next to the land of Senor Meadows.
Oh?
Therefore, the logical place for him to try to stop the advance of the railroad is from Senor Jolly's place.
Uh-huh.
Ah, here's Senora Frayne now. Oh, diablo,
oh. Oh, look, oh, look, oh.
Well, dog my cat if it ain't Cisco and Pancho. Oh, boy, boy.
Buenos dias, senora.
Buenos dias, senora. Dog Pancho's cats.
Well, if I ain't happy to see you two. I'm on the way to town now, but I'll be back this afternoon. Jolly's working with a railroad construction gang, but I guess he'll knock off work for a while when he sees you and Pancho.
Oh, we would not want him to do that.
Oh, you can settle that with him, Cisco. But it'll sure be a comfort to me to know you're at our place. That hombre Burke Meadows is fixing to make trouble. It looks like Jolly and me are going to be right in the middle of it.
And then Cisco and Pancho will be in the middle of a tush, Signore, no?
Well, of course it ain't your trouble.
Any
but...
trouble of our friends is also our trouble, Signora. We'll ride on now and look forward to seeing you later. Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista.
Goodbye, boys.
Up to Abracan.
Up, logo, go, now, go, now, go.
Oh, boy. What's your proposition, Burke?
We'll go in your house and talk it over, Frayne.
Well, this is all right here.
There's six guns says it ain't all right. Now, into the house with you.
Say, look here.
You heard what Spider said. Now move.
What's the idea of that gun?
Sign this paper, Frayne.
Well, what is it?
It's a bill of sale for this place of yours.
Nothing doing.
Yes, $2,000 in gold to pay for it.
No, that ain't enough.
Sign that bill of sale now.
No.
Spider, when you shoot, you sure you shoot to kill.
I'm figuring to.
No, wait now. You wouldn't shoot me down.
Then sign. Here, right here.
Oh, well, I guess I got no choice.
You're wise, Frayne. Where's your wife? I'd better have her signature, too.
She's gone into town.
Oh, when'll she be back?
Oh, sometime this afternoon.
That spiking should cover the sound of the shot, Spider.
I figure so, Burke.
Then there's no need to wait any longer.
Well, what do you mean? Hey, look, no, Spider, for the love of... Oh!
Oh!
Now, what about his wife, Bert?
Time enough to take care of her when she gets back here. Step that body into the closet, Spider, and have some of the boys bury it when we get back. Right now, we're going to ride to the ranch and tell the boys the war has started. Also, that we've made the first kill.
Here's Senor Jolly's place, Pancho. Oh, devil,
oh. Oh, loco, slow down.
Leave our horses here, Pancho, and walk over to where he is working.
See, Cisco, Pancho not like to walk even that far, but Pancho walk that far. Dog Pancho's cat.
You seem to like that expression, Pancho.
See, Pancho like it. And Pancho say it again, Cisco. Dog Pancho.
Never mind, Chico. Twice is enough. And do not say it when Senora Frain is here. She may think you are making fun of her.
Can't you not make fun of her?
I know you are not, but she might think so. Mm. Come on.
Hey, mister.
Un momento, Pancho. Si, senor.
Tell Jolly to get back here to work, will you? I need him.
Is he here on the place?
Yeah.
We will tell him. Senor Jolly may be in the house. Let us see.
Pancho think Pancho smelled the guns by the Cisco.
I was just thinking I did, too.
Senor Jolly not in the house.
At least he does not answer.
Uh-huh.
We better go in.
Si.
You smell gunpowder, Pancho. Very strong in here.
Si. Not been here long either, huh?
Madre mía. There's blood on the floor.
Gunpowder, blood. Bad business.
Very bad. There's a small trail of blood leading to that closet door. Santo.
The Senor Jolly, Cisco. Pancho not like this.
Yeah, I guess the quickest way to get Jolly back to work is to come after him myself and... Great jumping snakes.
You are with that construction gang, senor?
I'm the foreman. Name's Foley. But what? Is Jolly dead?
Si, senor Foley.
By thunder, this is mighty bad. That devil of a Burke Meadows.
Why do you say that, senor Foley?
Because Meadows and that gunman of his, Spider Rainey, came over here on the job about 15 minutes ago after Jolly. He came here to the house with him. I didn't see him leave, and I figured they were still here.
Senor Jolly has been shot twice. Did you not hear the shots?
Can't hear a thing when you're right close up to that spiking. But who are you, hombres?
I'm the Cisco Kid. This is mi compañero, Pancho.
Si, Pancho. Buenos dias.
Yeah, I've heard Jolly speak of you.
So you think the Meadows hombre killed him?
I ain't got a doubt of it, Cisco.
Pancho.
Si?
Look outside for the fresh tracks of horses.
Si, Cisco. Pancho, look. Well, dog, Pancho.
How far from here is the office of the territorial marshal, Senor Foley?
Most 50 miles, Cisco.
Can you spare two workers to take Senor Jolly's body to the marshal and tell him of this murder?
Can't spare a man. We're behind schedule, Cisco. Besides that, Meadows and his gunmen will be coming back here to try to keep us off his land.
Cisco, there's fresh horse tracks.
How far from here is Meadows Rancho, Senor?
A couple of miles to the west, Cisco. But look, how about pitching in with us when Meadows comes back? They say you're a right handy man in any kind of a fight.
The railroad's fight with Meadows is not my fight, senor. But when a close friend of mine is murdered, as Senor Jolly was murdered, it's very much my business. Pancho, we are riding to Senor Meadows' rancho.
The boys all ready, Spider?
Sure they are, Burke. They're coming out here to the corral now.
They have their rifles and six guns.
Yep. I rounded up the best bunch of gunfighters in the whole Southwest, Bruce.
Now we can use them. Well, let's get started.
Wait a minute. Who's that riding up the road?
I don't know. Two riders, eh? Let's see if these field glasses tell me anything.
Anybody you know, boss?
No. Here, you have a look, Spider.
That's the Cisco Kid and his partner, Brooke.
Cisco Kid, eh?
Yeah.
Two of you boys get over there behind that thicket. We'll take no chances.
Pete, you and Soapy get over there.
The rest of you keep your guns loose. We have an idea this means trouble. What do you want, Cisco?
First, Senor Meadows, I want to congratulate you.
For what?
For having assembled the worst gang of bandidos and cutthroats I ever saw in one group.
I
see them too, Pancho.
Huh?
I will come to the point at once. We are here to ask you about the murder of Senor Jolly.
I know nothing whatever about it, Cisco.
Rather strange, hombre. You and your gunman, Spider Rainey, were at Senor Jolly's only a short time ago.
Senor Foley says so.
Also, the tracks of your horses lead directly here from Senor Jolly's.
What of it?
We are going to find out about that murder, hombre.
Well, I'll say this much, Cisco. You've got your nerve with you.
We also have our guns. And the first hombre who goes for his gun will be very sorry. Meadows, you and Rainey, step over this way.
Cisco, you're not going to get far. I can tell you that right now.
Cisco, look out behind you!
Gun with them, please.
Cisco!
Oh. And not the other one.
Nice work, boys. Very nice. Hey, it paid to have you behind that thicket.
Want me to finish him off now, Burke?
No. I want to do that myself. I want to see this iron-nerved Cisco kid shaken with terror. Tie him up and dump them both in the shed for now. I'll attend to them when I get back. Yes, I'll certainly attend to them.
Once again, Cisco and Pancho are in peril of their lives. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Now, back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Railroad War. Because he wanted Jolly Frayne's place from which to fight the railroad's attempt to put down ties and rails on its right-of-way through his property, Burke Meadows made Jolly sign over his ranch, then ordered his gunman, Spider Rainey, to shoot down Jolly. Later, when Cisco and Pancho arrived at Meadows' ranch house to question him, two more of his men struck down our friends from behind. Now, with their arms and legs bound, Cisco and Pancho were lying in an old shed, listening to Meadows and his gang of gunmen start away.
All right, boys, let's go!
Zeke, you and Selby keep a close eye on Cisco.
Hey, don't worry, Spider. I just wish he'd try to get away.
I sure would like an excuse to shoot him down.
Come on, boys. Enough!
Pancho not like to be here, Cisco.
If I had stopped to think there might be someone behind those bushes, we would not be here, Pancho.
Pancho not think the hombre is there either.
Next time I'll be more careful. Meanwhile, we are here, so we must plan to get away.
How, Cisco? How?
We'll start by getting these ropes off our arms and legs.
That's a good idea, but how?
Perhaps if we get our backs together, Pancho, you can loosen this knot that ties my wrist.
Those hombres outside hear us, Cisco.
Not if we keep quiet, then we can. I'll try to ride over and make it.
So, get back to back. Can you move this way a little? Roll over.
Pancho, try.
Bueno. Now, is that knot against your fingers?
See, Cisco. Pancho, try to untie the knot.
All right, go ahead, Pancho.
See, Pancho, take it in, Cisco.
Do your best, amigo.
Pancho, do my best. See, Cisco, not get loose now.
Bueno.
Now, Cisco, try to pull the hand loose.
I will try.
Go.
See, the hand is loose.
See, go.
Here's the other one. I get the rope off my legs.
Hurry, Cisco. Hombres might come in here.
See, it's not as tighter than the other one. Oh, madre mía.
Take a look, Sophie. They're too quiet
to suit me. Cisco, hurry.
Now the knot is giving away. Barely in time, too.
Hey, what the...
Just about one good punch for you.
Hey, wait a minute. What in thunder's going on?
This is going on, hombre.
Two punch, two down. Bueno, Cisco.
I'll take this hombre's knife and cut your ropes, Pancho.
Pancho's arms loose. Pancho's feet loose.
Hey, take that hombre's guns and gun belt, Pancho. I'll take this one's.
We go after Meadows' hombre again, Cisco, no?
Si, Pancho. Uh-huh. Right now. We must try to get to Senor Jolly's place before the senora gets back.
We get there, Cisco.
Come.
Uh-huh. Yellow!
The logo! We get there, and this time, Cisco get his Meadows' hombre.
We will see. Up, Diablo.
Up, logo! Dog Pancho's cat. We will see. Up, go!
Whoa. We're home, boys. Home before I thought I'd be. Don't see anything of Cisco and Pancho's horses. Guess they didn't stop. Don't see Jolly working with a gang, neither. Guess I better look in the house. Jolly? Jolly, you in here? Jolly, Jolly. Oh, my heavens, he's been shot! That fiend Meadows. Oh!
He's home. Here's the rig.
Yes, I'm home, you murdering devil. And I'm going to blast the top of your head off with this here 45.
No, you ain't. Give me that. Give me that gun.
Devil!
Hold her in the house. You, Whitey. She may be a help to us. Spider and the rest, have you come with me?
Let me go. You let me go.
Yeah, it's far enough. You wait right here.
We got here just in time, Burke. Next ties would have gone down on your land.
Yeah, so I see. They're stopping work now. Well, Foley, what are you going to do now?
What do you think we're going to do? We're laying these rails, you killer.
No, you're not. Listen to this, Foley. The minute one of them ties goes down on my land, these men open fire. Not only that, but I'm holding Jolly Frayne's wife a prisoner. Either you stop this line right here, or she dies.
Holding her a prisoner, are you? After shooting down Jolly. You hear that, boys? Let's go after the murdering skunks.
Draw your guns. You're asking for more killings, Foley.
Come on, boys.
Fire and take cover.
Down behind the ties, boys. Let them have it from there.
We got two of them, Burke.
Yes, we'll get all of them before we're through. Every last one of them. We'll show this railroad right here and now.
Oh, there, behold.
Oh, look, oh, look, oh. He's shooting, Cisco.
Si. We'll circle out around the mouth of the canyon, Pancho, and talk with Senor Foley.
Si, Cisco.
Up, Diablo, come on.
Up, Logo. And talk with Senor Foley. Go now.
Hey, look, Pancho. Down there in the ranch yard.
Pancho, see a buckboard, Cisco.
That means Senora Crane has returned.
Huh?
And those hombres are in possession of the property.
Yeah, Diablo, go. Go, Logo, go, 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 go.
Mother of me, that is a regular war being fought. Oh, Diablo, ho,
ho. Ho, 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 now, ho, now.
Here, Pancho.
Yes, here. Lead the horses here.
Get over behind that pile of railroad ties where Senor Foley is.
Si.
Come on.
And bullets come close.
Get down behind those ties quick, Cisco. Some of them birds can shoot.
Si, Senor Foley.
And Pancho down, too.
You're afraid in that house, Senor.
Sure is, Cisco. I'm sorry to say. That skunk Meta said that if we put a tie down in his land, he'd kill her.
He will kill her anyway. Look, there he goes. He's running back to the house.
Goldman Spider run with him, Cisco.
He killed Senor Frayne, and he will not stop from killing the Senora.
Uh-huh.
Have your men open a concentrated fire, Senor Foley.
What are you going to do?
I must get to that house at once.
Get to the house? From here?
Si.
Man, it'll be suicide to try that. Those gunmen will nail you before you've gone 50 feet.
Perhaps not. You keep them busy enough with your firing.
Pancho, go too.
You stay here, Pancho.
No.
You are not fast enough on your feet.
But Cisco...
Stay here, amigo.
Aye.
Tell your men to increase their firing, senor.
All right. Shoot faster, boys. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, that is good. Hold it just like that, Senor Foley. Here I go.
Cisco! Cisco!
Those bullets are coming too close. Santa, the door of that house is shut. I hope it is not locked.
Hey, Bert, great jumping.
Drop that gun, Rennie.
Drop it. Shot the gun right out of my hand.
Oh, Cisco, thank heaven.
You two, Meadows, drop that gun. Very well, if you will not, I will have to shoot your gun out of your hand the same way.
Oh. There's another one in here, Cisco. Look out, here he comes.
I will take care of him right now.
Come on, Spider. Come on. We can hit him.
I'm with you, Bert.
Watch out, Cisco.
I am watching, Senora. I think I can handle two such coyotes as these.
Give it to him, Cisco.
Bullets and Pancho all over the place.
Pancho, I told you to stay back there.
Yes, Cisco, Pancho, I could stay back there when Cisco heals.
Then watch the door while I try to finish this job.
Bueno, Cisco. Meadows, hombre, go down.
No, for you.
No. I ain't fighting you alone, Cisco. I'm through.
That is just like your kind, you sneaking buzzard. You will not fight anyone by yourself. Tie these hombres, Pancho.
Yes.
There's a rope on the corner table.
Yes, Cisco.
You all right, senora?
I'm all right. But I sure wouldn't have been in another minute, Cisco. That buzzard come in here to kill me.
Oh, cut those ropes around your hands, Senora. Oh,
thank you, Cisco. You saved my life.
I'm glad we arrived in time, Senora. You, Meadows, get up on your feet.
Easy, Cisco.
Walk to that door ahead of me. Now, tell that band of cowardly coyotes to throw down their guns. And remember, this gun is in your back.
Sure, I'll tell them, but I can't guarantee they'll obey.
Do as I say. Tell them at once.
All right, boys. Hold your fire. And throw down your guns.
What's your idea?
Throw down your guns, or else I'll get it from Cisco here.
Pancho thinks you already got it from Cisco.
Dog, my cat?
We ain't throwing down our guns for nobody. Come on, boys. We better get out of here. Come on, let's go.
Cisco, the rest of them are getting away.
But the ones we want are right here, Senora. The rest can be rounded up later. These three we will take to the marshal. Senor Foley.
Yes, Cisco.
You may go on with your work, Senor. The railroad war is over.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Señor Efrain going to stay on the place?
Si, Pancho. Senora Frain has courage.
Uh-huh.
She's going to open a boarding house for that construction crew.
Oh, that why she buy the bell in the town?
Si.
Uh-huh.
She can ring the bell to call them to their meals.
That's a good idea, Cisco. Oh, that reminds Pancho. Pancho hear a big bell ring at the church of the town. Why that bell ring, Cisco?
Oh, the time you heard it, Chico, it rang to tell the people of the town it was 12 o'clock noon.
12 o'clock noon.
Si.
Uh-huh.
At other times, that bell rings to call people to worship at the church.
Uh-huh.
To let them know of a wedding.
Oh, the wedding.
Things like that, Pancho.
I see.
That is the reason the bell rings.
Nah, that's not the reason, Cisco.
No, it's not.
Pancho know why that bell ring.
Oh, so you do, huh?
Si.
All right, then you tell me, amigo. Just why does that bell ring?
Because someone pulled the bell rope.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco! Dog, Pancho, cat! Loco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.